Good afternoon, everybody, and this is Bea Dawson. You know, we always try to bring in all the great people who are doing positive things in their lives and pursuing their passions. And so today is going to be no different, as I would like to introduce you guys to Ms. Tanya Meadows. Now, Tanya is the founder of Envy Ivy's Closet, and this time is going to be in Atlanta, Georgia, but she is a traveler. She is a great entrepreneur, and I wanted you to get to know her because she has an event coming up. So good afternoon, Tanya. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you, Brandy? Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Good. You know, anytime I can spend some time with you, you know you're my girl, so we got to be able to tell people about what
you have going on.
Now, tell them a little bit about Envy Ivy's Closet itself first.
Well, Envy Ivy's Closet is an online boutique. That's originally what I wanted it to be. But later I decided that I actually wanted to have pop-up events in order to get my business, the word out to individuals and things like that. I said, well, what can I do? Yeah, I can have an online boutique, but I didn't have any experience in marketing or anything like that. And I said, well, I can host a pop-up event, and I can just host them, in major cities. So basically that's what we are. I have an online boutique, and it's an affordable clothing to women. And then basically everything that's on my website is $49.99 and under.
Okay. Awesome. So you've done this before. I know that you've done one in St. Louis and a couple of other cities, but the one that you have coming up is going to be in Atlanta.
Yes, correct. It's going to be in Atlanta. It's going to be August 5th. It's going to be from 12 to 3 p.m. It's going to be at Dream Cafe. You guys can actually either Google it. I don't have the address on me right now, but it's going to be at Dream Cafe. I have a bunch of vendors that are going to be coming out. They also are showing their product as well as mine. So, yes, it's going down August 5th, this Saturday. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this is not even just you. You're reaching out to other people to give them a platform to showcase their apparel and their accessories as well.
Absolutely. That was really my main objective with me going through certain individual things, you know, personal issues in my life. So many people gave back to me, and so I really wanted to do the same thing for other people. And the event is basically about branding your business and authenticity. I mean, some of the things I really didn't even know about, you know, I was like, oh, my God, I'm running a business like this, and I can't believe I'm actually doing this. But when you get around a lot of other women who are empowering, encouraging, things of that sort, they're going to let you know what the real deal is. So, you know, I want to try to, you know, do the same thing and give back to other women. So, yeah, I'm excited about this.
Now, that's a beautiful thing, because that's one of the joys of when you're receiving mentorship. You have to be able to reach back to others and teach them some of the things that you have been taught. So that's a good just part of sisterhood that you're actually doing that.
Thank you. So, thank you so much.
That is awesome. Now, for some people who may be like in smaller cities and things of that nature, they're not really familiar with the term itself of pop-up shop. So what are people going to see when they walk into the room? Tell them what a pop-up shop is.
Okay, so a pop-up shop is a temporary space. So what I did is I got a venue, and it's a temporary space for just a couple of hours where people come together and they showcase their product. Okay, so if you're a businesswoman, businessman, and you have a product and you want to get the word out, you can come there for a couple of hours and shop. The other thing about the pop-up shop is that you can move this from one place to the other, so you never are in the same place all the time. So I really wanted to do a pop-up shop. So that's really basically what a pop-up shop is.
Okay. But see, that's interesting, though, because for some people whose businesses are strictly online, this is a chance for people to come out and touch and feel, because I know sometimes I might look this way in an outfit one day, next week I might not, so I can't just easily go and just put a size in the computer and know for sure that it's going to fit.
Absolutely are right.
So
and the other thing about it, and you know, the other thing about it is at the pop-up shop, I never have the same thing again. I just feel you know, there's something that I want to bring different, you know, a vibe. Even at this event, you know, I kept seeing a color, yellow, for some reason. Mm-hmm. It could be at the end of the rainbow because of the certain things that I've been going through. But long story short, a lot of my products, and you guys will see, they are summer products. It's a summer pop-up, but it also has a theme to it. A lot of the stuff is yellow, and it's a coat for me because, like I said, you know, I finally see the sun. You know, I haven't got to the rainbow, but I finally see the sun. So, and I'm trying to get out of that storm. So they'll see all of the selections, but like I said, my main objective is to let them know about the pop-up shop and also the online boutique, because if I'm not there and if there's something that they may like, you know what I mean, they can always order it from me. If they're looking for also styling, I do that too as well. So like if you're looking for a personal shopper and you're looking for something particular that no one else has, you know, no one else has, mm-hmm. we can sit down and talk and, you know, try to come up with something. You know what I mean? So I also do all of that, too, as well.
Gotcha. So what made you want to get into clothing itself?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I have been in real estate for 15 years. I have had an eye for fashion since I was a little girl. I remember watching the story on Punky Brewster, I believe that's what it is, if I'm saying it correctly. And I loved her style. It was all about the colors and just mixing it up, honey. And when I would go out, my grandmother, let me tell you, she would be so shocked. And she said, you are such a valley girl, because I would come in the house with like bags and bags of clothes. You know what I mean? She didn't understand how I did it, but I had credit cards because, you know, you were in college. And, you know, yeah. I was just really into fashion. So I really have a thing for fashion. So when I got out of real estate, I was like, what am I going to do? You know, I was in business with another guy back in St. Louis. We ran a company for 5 years together. And it just didn't work out. I couldn't find anything that I liked, you know, and I just said, you know, what is it that you like? And I just sat there. And I remember having a dream, actually, and I saw boxes inside of a closet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, boom. And that's how I came up with Envy Ivy's Closet, because I just saw tons of clothes. And, you know, it just came to light. It was just a vision that I saw for myself. And that's how I just sat at my desk at my home back in St. Louis. And I said, this is exactly what I want to do. I talked to my cousin in Dallas. He encouraged me, and I just went full force for it.
Cool. You got me excited. So, so what is Tanya going to wear Saturday?
OMG. So I was thinking yellow myself. Mm-hmm. I haven't decided. I'm definitely going to wear something of my product that I do have, so that you guys can actually see it on me too as well. You guys can feel it and all of that good stuff, but I am going to wear something yellow. I'll just say that.
Okay.
And now, you know, this is definitely a styling event. I even have my DJ. She's like, oh, my God, you have so many stylists coming. Like, I have to find me something to wear. She's like, I have to find me something to wear. I'm like, yes, you have to come in the building ready, because it's going to be a fashion show either way.
Oh, wow.
So I'm excited.
I am so happy for you.
Thank you.
For those who don't get a chance to make the pop-up shop, they want to still support your business, how can they find you online and on social media?
Okay, you guys can find me on Instagram at Envy Ivys. That's ENVYIVYS on Instagram. For my Facebook, it's Envy Ivys Closet, ATL. Just spell it out, and it should be able to link you to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then you can also find her on Be Positive Media, of course, because we support
her. Absolutely.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes, yeah, so in conclusion, because I know you have a heck of a story, and it's also have brought you to pursue your passion a little bit more, if you could just give a word of encouragement to people who have a passion, have a dream, and might have a temporary setback, because we all have them in life. It don't mean that you did anything wrong. It happens in life. So just something to keep them encouraged. So just to let them know not to drop that dream because they had something happen to them.
You know what? I'll always say this. I'll always say keep moving forward no matter what anybody says. You know, you'll have the negativity. You'll have, you know, you'll have tell people, you know, you have people say, oh, you can't do this. You're not going to be able to do this. You know, you're not going to be successful. You'll have those days. But I'll say this. At the end of the day, God assigns each and every one of us a mountain. So you have to be able to move and climb that mountain. That mountain is only for you. So you got to be able to show people that you can shift. You can do any and everything you want to do. That's it.
Hey, you guys heard it. You heard it from the woman herself. This is Tanya Meadows, the founder of Envy Ivy's Closet in ATL. And you guys, make sure to come over to the blog because we have all the information that you're going to need to come and support all of these different vendors.
Yes.
That she's going to be hosting at the Dream Cafe this Saturday, August 5th, from 12 to 3, Dream Cafe, Atlanta, Georgia. So thank you again for your time.
Thank
I know
you so much.
All
I appreciate
ready
it.
For Saturday. I'm excited
yes.
to come and just look and support.
Thank you. I appreciate
so,
it so much.
So,
thank you.
You're so welcome, and we'll be talking to you soon. Guys, my name is B. Dawson with B Positive Media, and we'll be talking to you again soon. Peace.